Blog Talk Radio.
Then it's a wonderful thing.
And so I'm thanking the Most High even now for, you know, just blessing the way that he has. And I pray that he continues and that he increases it so that I can in turn turn around and bless him in this ministry and in the work. I want to say welcome to everybody who are in Pal Talk and Blog Talk on the internet in general, wherever you may be, whether you're in North America or South America, whether you're on the African continent, in the Middle East, the Far East, the European theater, the communist bloc country. We greet you in the only name whereby men must be saved, the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Christ. We are going to be continuing from last Sabbath with the coming of Messiah. We have been doing this from a lesson standpoint, not more so a precept, but a lesson, because in these days, we have the Orthodox Jews in Israel and in the United States saying that Messiah is here. And we know, according to our scriptures, that there's a certain way that he has to come. And we are told that many would come saying that they are the Messiah. But if they don't come the way that he said to come, then we're not to follow after them. And so, because we follow the laws, statutes, and the commandments of the Most High, we keep his feast days, we obey his voice, then if somebody says Messiah is here, we have to check it out. And then we have to prove whether it is or not. And if he doesn't come the way that he says, then we are not to go after that voice, follow that voice. So he says, my sheep hear my voice. And so we're going to continue in the coming of Messiah and the signs of his coming. But I also wanted to cover in this what we should be doing in these last days. There's no reason for you to be looking for the coming of Messiah if you are not doing what he said to do. You don't want to meet him on those terms, because it won't fare well for anybody that meets them on those terms and they're not doing what he said to do. So you are excited and you have a hope, but the hope will be to your detriment. I'm happy to see you. Did you do what I said to do? Well, I was kind of waiting for you to come back. What? Nobody wants that. Okay, and so we want to also discuss how we're supposed to be living in these last days, what the expectation is. So I try to combine these two together so that, you know, we can sort of kill two birds with one stone, his coming, and then how we are also supposed to be living upon his return, how we should be living day to day today in these end times. We have to remember that we are already in the kingdom. May not look like it. The world may look crazy. That's why he says the violent take it by force, the kingdom. Okay. They have taken this world, and they are doing with it what they want to do with it. But we are supposed to be in a battle, and we're supposed to be taking this world as well. And we are supposed to be fighting against principalities and powers by the weapons that we have been given by the Most High. Because he said that's where the battle is. The battle is in people's minds. And if you can't convert their minds, then more than likely they won't make it into his kingdom on the good side of the kingdom. Let's put it that way. So we want to cover this stuff in this precept, in this lesson. And we pray that somebody gets something out of it. Are we looking for his return? I say, if you are looking for his return, make sure you are doing what he said to do, period. Because it's just, that's imperative. And if you're not doing what he said to do, I would not be looking for his return. I'd be trying to get right with the Most High. I wouldn't be trying to leave it to chance. Wouldn't be saying, you know, the Most High is all merciful, because that is not what his word says. That he's merciful. But he's not all merciful. He don't just forgive just to be forgiving, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter how you do it. It's not him. And so if you are not doing what he said to do, then you should be taking this opportunity in your life, especially since you only have until the day that you die, and tomorrow's not promised to any of us. You can go to bed and not wake up. You can go to the store thinking you're going to pick up whatever and catch a stray bullet, or a car runs out of control and runs over you, or somebody just, you know, tries to rob you and they kill you. Tomorrow is not promised. And so while we can, if we have not come to the Most High, we have to come. We need to come. All right, that being said, let's go ahead, and I want to do also mention that December 23rd is the new moon for December, and we will be doing the new moon service on the 23rd, the night of the 23rd. Of course, we will not be celebrating anything that has anything to do with Christmas. It is pagan, and we do not participate in that if we are in truth. So I pray none of you have a Christmas tree up. You haven't decorated it, you know, put presents up under it, plan to have a Christmas Day dinner with the family. If you are walking in truth, then you shouldn't be doing those things, because we're not allowed to participate in anything that has anything to do with another God. The Elohim we serve is a jealous Elohim, and he doesn't like us worshiping other deities, whether they are real or not. They're real in our mind. That's where the battlefield is, in our mind. And they're only real in your mind. They don't exist outside of that. He says they don't talk, they don't walk, they don't do anything. You got demons that possess people, but they're working for the other side. So if you are worshiping another Elohim by whatever name, it's in your mind. There's only one true Elohim, one true God. That is the God that created everything else. There is no other. And to believe that there is, it's in your mind. That's why the battlefield is in the mind. If you can't convince your mind that these things aren't real and that he's the real one, then you shall be lost. You'll die in your sin. So we want to make sure that, you know, only, as I've said, the only thing I can do is tell you. I can't make anybody do anything. I'm not even here to try to make anybody do anything. I'm just simply here to tell you. That's what my duty is. That's what my tasking is. Whether you believe it and do it, well, that's on you. So I pray that you are able to hear truth, and that you are willing and able and joyous to do the word, to do his commandments. So let's do our statement of faith. I want to welcome everybody, as I said. This is a day that Yah Elohim has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. There will not be another Sabbath like this Sabbath. We will not see this Sabbath again. We have to wait until the next Sabbath. But this one is here now. So let us rejoice in our Elohim on this his day and honor him. And this is we have been commanded to do. But we want to do it from our heart, and not because we were commanded to do it, but because we want to do it. If he had not commanded it, we would want to do it. This is what the Father is looking for. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let us turn toward the east. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. As we do our, you believe in them, then say them. Reaffirm them within yourself. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof, and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. I believe all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. I believe there is one Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I'm a new covenant child of Yah according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I am of the royal priesthood according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Mashiach, which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep His commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise on today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah Elohim. We just glorify you on today. We bow down before you, Father, and we give you adoration and praise and glory. For you are our Elohim, and we will not listen to another. We will not bow down before another, Father. Hallelujah. It is you and you alone that we worship, Father, and we obey your voice. And we just want to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you today. Hallelujah. For all that you have done for us and for all that you're going to do, Father. We know that you are the true Elohim and you do not play, Father. And we are here to obey you completely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yah. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. All glory and honor and praise belong to you, O Yah Elohim. All glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Just a second. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquity of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, keeping your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you. And Father, and that we have disobeyed your commandments. And you said, but if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then you would turn your eyes and your ears back towards your people Israel. So Father, we acknowledge that we have walk contrary to you and that you walk contrary to us. And Father, we are repenting from our sins and turning from our wicked ways. And we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony. This is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, we pray for the seed of Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for the seed of Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. We pray for the seed of Abraham, all those that you call in Messiah, that they would hear your voice and that they would obey and come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. All right, let us go to the book of 1 Kings. And this is for, I think I'm going to do this different tonight. Let me pull this up in my Bible. I think I want to start in verse 9 on tonight. Because I want, even though we're reading the part that actually refers to Israel, and that's who the Most High has sent me to, that put out the word to my people. This is the last call. But also, 1 Kings chapter 8, it's also a message in there to the Gentile nation, to the world. And so I want to read that in conjunction with what we read as Israel. So we're going to start in verse 9 on this evening. Now, this is when Solomon is dedicating the temple and the Ark of the Covenant that has the, where the presence of the Most High will show up at and meet the people through the priesthood is being brought in. Okay? And Solomon stands up to make a prayer for Israel, but he doesn't just make this prayer for Israel. He makes it for Israel and the rest of the world, if we will all but listen and hear it. So starting in verse 9, there was nothing in the ark save two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when Yah made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of Yah, so that the priests could not stand in the minister because of the cloud. For the glory of Yah had filled the house of Yah. Then spake Solomon. Yah said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood, said, blessed be Yah Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and has with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of David my father to build a house for the name of Yah Elohim of Israel. And Yah said unto David my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build a house unto my name, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build a house unto my name. And Yah has performed his word that he spake. And I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yah promised, and have built a house for the name of Yah, Elohim of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of Yah, which he made with our fathers, out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of Yah in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Yah, Elohim of Israel, there is no Elohim like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with the servants that walk before thee with all their heart, with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David my father that thou promised him. Thou spakest also with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Therefore now, Yah Elohim of Israel, keep with thy servant David my father that thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O Elohim of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David my father. But will Elohim indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and unto his supplications, O Yah, my Elohim, to hearken unto cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be opened toward this house night and day, even toward the place which thou hast said, my name shall be there, that thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place. And hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, forgive. If any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do, and judge thy servant, condemning the wicked, to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous, to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, turn again to thee, and confess thy name, and pray, and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name, and turn from their sin, when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servant and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land, which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their city, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, soever be made by any man, or by all thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, and spread forth his hands toward this house, then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his way, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake. For they shall hear of thy great name, and thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm. When he shall come and pray toward this house, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. So go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto Yah toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name. Then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If we sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with us, and deliver us to the enemy, so that they carry us away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if we shall bethink ourselves in the land whither we were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried us captive, saying, we have sinned, we have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all our heart and with all our soul in the land of our enemies, which led us away captive, and pray unto thee toward our land, which thou gavest unto our fathers, and the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which Solomon hath built for thy name. Then hear thou our prayer and our supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, in our cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee in all our transgressions wherein we have transgressed against thee. And give us compassion before them who carried us captive, that they may have compassion on us. For we be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou brought us forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel. So hearken unto us in all that we call for unto thee, for thou didst separate us from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah Elohim. Let us go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep the commandments, for this is the whole duty of man, not just Israel, but man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. The book of Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command thee this day, for thy good. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 through 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, which I command you this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of Yah your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other Elohim, which you have not known. Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 1. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 12, and verse 1. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall observe to do in the land, which I, Elohim of thy fathers, giveth thee to possess all the days that you live upon the earth. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yah thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. The book of Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. The book of John chapter 14 and verse 15. The book of John chapter 14 and verse 15. Messiah said, if you love me, keep my commandments. May the Most High a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the more so doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen. And we'll have the sounding of the shofar.
is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love, it is a story. Your words jump at me like a picture. The perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that for fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You gave me my eyes to see, I just cannot express the thee. Just how much you mean to me, how close I was lost to the sea. I will never go at it alone, cause you are my force and you are my defender. I have to protect all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that for fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back. I'm
greater than he. Yehuchanan, the immerser, was not the light, but light, HaMashiach. We have become that light. No man, when he has lighted a candle, covers it with a vessel, or puts it on a bed, but sets it on a menorah, that they which enter in may see the light. Hallelujah.
Starting in verse 3, 3 through 5. And hereby do we know that we know him, the Most High, Messiah, if we keep his commandments. If you don't know him, you can't keep his commandments. Hear what that verse is saying. Hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. If we don't keep the commandments, then it's got to be directly out of disobedience if we say we know him. Hear what Brother Miles is saying. If you say you know him and don't keep his commandments, then it's got to be out of direct disobedience. Or else you don't know him. Because surely if you knew him, you would keep his commandments. Again, very simple. If you knew him, you wouldn't say, I don't have to keep the commandments. I don't have to keep the law. I'm not up under the law. The law doesn't apply to me. You're only revealing what is in your heart, that you don't want the law to apply to you. You don't want to be in obedience. You want to stay the way that you are as you know him. But he says, under the new covenant, I'm going to write my laws and my commandments, my statutes, my ordinances in your heart and in your mind. So if he comes back and you say, well, I wasn't keeping it because I didn't think I was supposed to, he already knows you wasn't keeping it because you didn't want to keep it. That's where your heart was at. And so we today, if Messiah is in the world, then a whole bunch of the world is in trouble, big trouble. A whole bunch of the Christian world is in trouble because they say that they know him, but they don't keep his commandments. They want to use the scripture, if we confess our sins, he is true and just to forgive us our sins. And they want to wear that out and use it improperly because they want to keep walking in their old ways. Say that they know him. He says, but hereby we do know that we know him. You want to know if you know the Most High? If you know Messiah, if you keep his commandments. He didn't make up new commandments in the New Testament. He didn't come up with new concepts. He reiterated the old. He spent a lot of time explaining what the intent of the old commandments were and how men had twisted them and made up their own. That's what Messiah spent a whole lot of time doing. It was not meant to be so from the beginning. This is what this means, and this is how it works. Well, you know, we sort of came up with our own righteousness, and this is what we've been doing. He says, and yeah, and by what you've been doing, you have been transgressing the commandments of the Most High, by your tradition, by your made-up words, the thoughts of your own heart. But he tells us plainly, you say you know Elohim, if you really know him, then you are going to be keeping his commandments. You know you don't have a choice. You don't even want a choice. You're glad, you're happy to do them. You're not trying to get from under them. If you know him, but if you're trying to find a way to keep from keeping his commandments, then you really don't know the Elohim of the Bible. You just say you do. You're talking out the side of your neck. Because you don't know him. All through this book, he says, keep my commandments. Obey my voice. That's what he wants. No more, no less. Obey my voice. And so when the world says that they know him and they don't keep his commandments, then you got to wonder, who does the world know? Who are they serving? Who are they worshiping? Because this is the same Bible they're reading. So let's read that verse again, because I want this clear. And hereby we do know that we know him. Him who? The Most High Messiah. If we keep his commandments. Don't keep them, you can't claim you know him. You can say it out of your mouth. But the scriptures say, let's go to verse number 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. That's just straight up. Liar, liar, pants on fire. You saying one thing out of your mouth, but it's in contradiction to the scriptures, to the word of the Most High. So you're really speaking what's in your own heart. He that saith, I know him, and keep not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him or her. Say them. Not in them. Male or female. And they don't know him. They can do and they can talk a good game. But if they are not keeping his commandments, Brother Miles didn't say this. This is written. Anybody can go read this for themselves. You don't keep his commandments, you don't know him. You don't know who you say you're serving. And you're gonna find out who you say you're serving to your own hurt, to your own regret. Or again, because this is just so clear and so plain. A deaf man can understand it. He said, I heard that. He that saith, I know him and keep not his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. Verse 5, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Elohim perfected. Who keepeth his word, who keepeth his commandment. In him verily is the love of Elohim perfected. You can't even say that you love somebody really if you're not keeping his commandment. Is that Brother Miles' conception? Or does the word actually really say that? Hereby know we that we are in him. Go to 1 John chapter 5. See, these are not my words. I'm simply the messenger. 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. We're going to get verses 2 and 3. By this we know that we love the children of Elohim. Now the Most High says, how can you say you love me, whom you have not seen? And hate your brother who you have seen, who you can see. You can't see me. You believe on me out of faith, but you can see your brother, your sister. You can see them. But if you really love them, look what the Most High says. By this we know that we love the children of Elohim. When we love Elohim, how? And keep his commandments. You cannot be disobeying the commandments of the Most High and say you love your brother or your sister. Again, you are a liar. That's Elohim's standard. Not Brother Miles' standard. Brother Miles, these words do not have to be interpreted. They are straightforward. And all we got to do is believe and do them. That's all we got to do. Believe them and do them. You can't believe them and not do. Because then your faith is without work and it is dead. So you got to believe and do them. Can't be just hearers of the word. Because you got to be also doer of the word. Verse 5 again. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Elohim perfected. Verse 4 again. We'll do verse 5 in just a second. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Elohim perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. How do we know that we are in him? If we keep his commandments, his law, his statutes, his ordinances. This is what he said was the problem with his people, Israel. By this we know that we love the children of Elohim, when we love Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the love of Elohim, verse 3, that we keep his commandments. I love them that love me. And if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's who I love. That's who the Most High says he loves. I don't love the disobedient ones. I don't love those that don't know me. Hear what he's saying. I don't love them that say they love me and don't do what I say to do. But he loves me enough, he'll forgive me. Claiming that you know him. And keep not his commandments. Verse 3 again. For this is the love of Elohim, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. They're not grievous. They don't give me cause to be sad or mad or angry at keeping them. They shouldn't make any of us, cause any of us any grief in keeping them and doing them. So when Messiah returns, this is what he wants to find you doing. His commandments. Filling them in your everyday life. Not talking about them and not doing them. Not telling everybody else to do it and then you don't do it. Wants to find you doing them and doing them happily. You know, I wish I wasn't up under this law. I wish I could eat whatever I wanted to eat. I wish I could go wherever I want to go. I wish I could do whatever I want to do. I don't know why I got a baby. Why the Most High so strict? Why did he want me to be so strict? We all make mistakes. I never asked you what you wanted out of this. I never asked you how you think you ought to be able to behave. I've given you my requirements. I told you what I want. I expect for you to do it if you love me. We try to treat the Most High like we're in a human relationship. The people will tell whomever they with, whatever they will tell them to keep them happy or to satisfy them for the moment, and a lot of times have no intention of keeping our word. People act that way. Let me just tell you what you want to hear. I don't want to get into an argument. But not realizing that the Most High says, if it comes out of your mouth, it is your bond. Let your word be your bond. Let your yea be yea and your nay. If you're not going to do it, don't say you're going to do it. If you're going to do it and say you're going to do it, then do it. You You want to say you love your brother or your sister that relate? Because if you're keeping his commandments, and his commandments command you to love your brother and your sister, to genuinely love them. That's a commandment. So you got to watch what comes out of your mouth. Because words can kill. Words can destroy. If you're not dealing with the enemy, you need to be very careful what you say. Because power of the tongue that carries life and death. You may not have known that you just killed that person. Especially with if you don't understand the power that the Most High has given you as a saint. I told you, we have the power to forgive sin. People will say, only God can forgive sin. No, God gave us that power. Whosoever sins you loose on the earth are loose. And whosoever you say sins are retained, they are retained. You got the power. If you say your sins are retained, and you are a child of the Most High, you have condemned that person to the lake. You have that power. You have that authority. It was given by Messiah to us. We don't walk in that power and that authority because we don't really believe who we are. We don't believe who we are and the power and the authority that we have. You have to be very careful what you say and who you put your mouth on. Keep his commandments because they are not grievous. Go to John chapter 14. The book of John chapter 14. Hear what Messiah is going to say to you and I. Words in. Because the Most High is looking for a certain mentality. He's not looking for you to be operating out of fear other than him. Not scared of anybody else. He's not looking for you to be operating for your own gain. Except for you gain the kingdom. John chapter 14, starting in verse 21. He that has my commandments and keepeth them. Wait a minute, let me read that again. He that has my commandments and tries to keep them. They don't say nothing about trying. The Most High don't ever use that word anywhere in the scriptures. You either do or you don't. It's a black and white issue. You either do what he says to do or you don't. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. Want to prove that you love me? Do what I ask you to do. Do what I told you to do. Because a commandment is not really a request. It's just that, a command. It's not a request. It's not a suggestion. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to see my face? You want to hear from me? You want me to speak to you in dreams and in vision? Want me to speak to you in the middle of the night? Want me to reveal things to you? Keep my commandments. Don't just say you love me and then raise hell or do whatever it is that you want to do. Verse 22, Judas said unto him, not Iscariot. Judas Iscariot is the one that turned him in. This is a different Judas. And Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Master, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? How are you going to show yourself to us and not to everybody else? How are you going to make that happen? And Yeshua answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. It's going to be a personal thing. A personal thing. And you have to walk in that. You have to believe that. Verse 24, he that loveth me not is not my saying. You don't do what I say to do. And the word which you hear is not mine. Hear what he's saying. This is like the father saying to the son, son, if they don't do what you say, they don't love you. I don't care what comes out of their mouth. They don't love you. They say they love you, but they don't really love you because they're not going to do what you say to do. If they don't do what you say to do, they don't love you. He said, these words, the words which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which has sent me. So it's like a father and son conversation. And the father telling the son, son, if they don't obey you, it's because they don't love you. How do you know which ones love you? The ones that love you will obey your word. They'll obey your saying. So when you go back to judge, the standard's going to be, did you obey? Not did you try to obey. Did you obey? Did you keep his commandments? Did you keep his sayings? Did you execute them? Did you make them part of your life? If you don't find that, he says, you didn't love me. That's the only reason that you would keep them, and that's the only reason you wouldn't keep them. You would keep them because you love me, or you will not keep them because you don't love me. That's the standard. That's the rule by which he's going to judge each and every one of us by. It's a very black and white standard. A very true and false standard. If you love me, you keep my commandments. The outcome is true. You loved me. You kept my commandments. That's true. If you say you love me and don't keep my commandments, you are a liar and the outcome is false. It's true or false. You don't love me. Do you love me? False. Do you love me? You're guilty. Now, why would Messiah ask yourself this question? If he's telling you to obey him, if you love him, and if you don't obey him, if you don't keep his commandments, if you say you know him and you don't obey him, he says you are a liar. Why would he want you? Ask yourself that. We don't want somebody that constantly lies to us in a relationship. Can't believe nothing they say. Their word is not their bond. They will tell you one thing and do another. Make an excuse. But somehow, somewhere, the Most High got to have a different standard. He's telling you he don't. My standard is very black and white. You either love me or you don't. I didn't say about liking me. You either love me or you don't. You either obey me or you don't. You don't kind of obey me. Kind of obeying me will get you killed. You don't add to or take away from what I tell you to do. So when you kind of obey me, you either added something or left off something. You disobeyed. You added to or you took away from. And you did that because that's what you wanted to do. You don't want to do what I told you to do. wanted to do what you wanted to do, wanted to do what was right in your own eyes. So why should I want you? Why should I forgive you? I gave you a chance. I told you to come to me and fess up. Fess up everything you did wrong, and I'll forgive you. Now, don't go away. Don't do it no more. But somehow, it still just fiberglasses me, or it just bugs me, and it confuses me, especially once I saw it. How people can say they can disobey him and just say, I'm sorry, and it's all good, and believe that. Not this Elohim, not the God of this Bible. And when he comes back, he's going to reconcile with all of us. Oh, you thought I was playing. You didn't really believe. Give me half of yourself or three quarters of yourself, and that would be good enough. I don't have to accept half. I don't have to accept three quarters. I don't even have to accept 95%, because I told you to give me your all, your whole heart. I told you it's going to take you your all, and you decided you didn't want to give me your all. Well, you made your bed, now go sleep in it. This is what he's going to do when he comes back. This is the standard he's going to use. And he says, you know what? The words I speak to you, they are not my own. This is what Daddy told me. If you love me, then you're not going to do what I say to do, and then expect me to believe that you love me. But Daddy had already told me. It's a lie. And the truth is not in you. And I've already told you that all liars are going to the lake. So hop on in that hot, sweaty line over there. Because you didn't want to give me your all. You want the fiend love for me. You want to play like you love me. We don't want him to catch us doing that. We don't even want that on our record. And that's what we were doing. Verse 24. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. Very black and white. If you love me, you will keep my sayings. If you don't love me, you won't keep my sayings. There is no simpler standard than that. It's very black and white. You don't have to interpret anything. I'm either going to do it or I'm not. Real simple. We're the ones that complicate things. We're the ones that overanalyze things. Really, we want to justify ourselves. That's really where it's coming from. We want to justify ourselves and our actions, our shortcomings. We want to make it seem not as bad as it really is. We can do that, but we're just lying to ourselves. That's all we're doing, is lying to ourselves. The Most High is going to say, I already told you, if you love me, keep my commandments. Did you keep my commandments? You ain't going to be able to lie. You ain't going to be able to hem and haw. You ain't going to be able to dance around the issue. It's going to be a yes or a no. Put it that way, Most High, no. Go get in that line over there then. Very simple. That's why he said he's not the Elohim of confusion. We confuse the issue. But he's straight up in his word. If you love me, do what I say to. Don't add to it or take away from it. Do exactly what I told you to do. And I'll be happy with you. Because you are being obedient. You're doing exactly what I told you to do. You're not coming up with your own concept. You're not coming up with your own thought. You're not adding to it. You're not saying, well, you know, I don't have to do all that and taking away from it. I know what I want. I told you what I want. And if you add to it or take away from, for me, that's strange. That ain't what I asked for. That ain't what I'm used to receiving. That's strange to me, and I don't do strange. The Most High is very picky. You really want to know the truth about it? He is very picky. He wants what he wants, and he wants exactly what he wants. I ask for rice and beans. I don't want no rice and corn. I want exactly what I ask for. That's the Most High. And he told us that straight up. Don't add to it or take away from it. Give me exactly what I ask for. If I ask for beans and rice, bring me beans and rice. And if we're out of beans or rice, you either need to go find some beans or some rice, or you need to come back and tell me we ain't got one or the other. Don't lie to me, though. Just tell me we don't have it. I need you to go back and check, because I just pulled some from heaven, and it's in the storehouse. So it's there. Now you can go complete the mission. No, I didn't have to send you to the store. I just spoke it, and now it's there. And you could have done the same thing if you truly believed. You could have just said, I need a refill. And the words that go out of your mouth would have just went out to accomplish. If you truly believed, if you understand who you are. Verse 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which hath sent me. So to 2 John. 2 John chapter 6. 2 John 6. And this is love. This is love. Want a definition for love? He's about to give it to you. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. What was the commandment? Obey my voice. This is love. You want to show the Most High that you love him? You will obey his voice. That was the commandment from the beginning. Obey my voice. Before he gave them anything, before he said specifically, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not have any other guy before you. Thou shalt not bow down or create any image of anything in the heavens or in the earth or underneath the earth. Honor the Sabbath and keep it holy. Before he gave any of the commandments, the first commandment he gave, and people don't understand or even see it when they read it, obey my voice. Obey. That's the first commandment. Now obey everything that I say to you. Let's go get this. I think it's Exodus 19. And he may even say it before here. Let's go to Exodus chapter 19. And let's get verse 1. Because before he told Israel, you shall not have any other God before me, any other Elohim before me, he gave them another commandment. And people think that that's the first commandment. Exodus chapter 19, starting in verse 1. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, where they were departed from Rephidim, and were coming to the desert of Sinai, and had pitched in the wilderness. And there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thou shalt say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, tell them this, you have seen what I did unto you, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will what? Obey my voice. That's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. That is the commandment that it's talking about in 2 John 6. The first commandment was to obey the voice of the Most High. So whatever I say to you, obey it. That's the first commandment that he gave. If you will obey my voice indeed, second, and keep my covenant, second commandment, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. But the first commandment was to obey his voice. You better do what I say to do. Hadn't even told them what to do yet. Hadn't given them the law. The first commandment was to obey his voice. Now, whatever I say, you need to do it. I hope we can hear this and see this. This is the commandment that 2 John 6 is talking about. This is love, that you obey his voice. That we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning. Problem is that people don't understand when the Most giving them a commandment. In most people's minds, the Most High has to say, this is a commandment. And they don't understand that anything that he says that you must do or must not do is a commandment. So it refers back to the first commandment. It's not have any of the God other than him. It is to obey his voice. That's the first commandment that he gave. Upon that, all the other commandments, that's how you're going to fulfill them. What difference did it make if he gave you 10 commandments if you weren't going to obey them? What difference did it make if he gave you the statutes, the laws, and the commandments if you were not going to obey them? Wouldn't make any difference. The Most High would just be talking for the sake of talking. But he told Israel from the very beginning, obey my voice. If you will obey my voice, that's a commandment. And I pray we can hear that and understand that that's what 2 John 6 is referring back to. This is love. Obey the voice of the Most High. Want to show him you love him? Obey his voice. It ain't hard. It ain't hard to figure out. Don't need a whole lot of study or a whole lot of debate. Problem is we don't hear well. And usually we hear what we have been told. That's where our understanding starts. Even when we start studying on our own, we will start studying from what we were told. But this is a commandment. Obey my voice. Based upon that commandment, you will be able to fulfill everything else that the Most High says to you. He said it, I'm going to obey it. Don't matter what it is. It don't matter what it is. He says, obey my voice. If you will obey my voice. So we have to understand. That is the first commandment. Obey his voice. We can fulfill all the other instructions if we just understand that. It wasn't a request. It wasn't a suggestion. It's really a commandment. Because based upon that commandment, you will fulfill all the others. Because you will do them. But if you don't understand from the very beginning that you have to obey, you might think you have the option not to. You might think that it's your choice, and it is your choice. But understand that your choice comes with consequences. Your choice comes with death. If you choose to disobey, it's a death sentence. See, we don't teach the Most High like that. Churches don't teach the Most High like that. They try to humanize it too much. They try to play to our frailties and our weaknesses and say, he understands. I don't read nowhere where he says he understands. Nowhere. Human. And you're going to be disobedient. Starting with Israel. They're disobedient. Got smacked down. Killed. So what makes us think that we are going to be any better? Oh, because Messiah came and he died for our sins? Messiah said, look, I'm trying to give you another chance to set it right, to do the right thing. Don't get it twisted, because that's what exactly what the world has done, is gotten it twisted. And say that they know him, when it is very clear to me, they don't. I don't care what anyone says. Somebody can get pissed off. They can get mad. But these are not the words of Brother Miles. Most High says, if you say you know me and you don't keep my commandments, you don't know me. And you are a liar. That's not Brother Miles saying that. That is the word of the Most High. That's what he says. Heed it. Because it is just that straightforward. We can make up all the excuses we want to. We can justify ourselves all we want to. Most High simply says, hey, you either love me, and how you show you love me is by obeying my voice, or you don't love me, and you show it by disobeying my voice. He didn't ask for your rationale. He didn't ask for your reasoning. He didn't ask for no excuses. I don't want to know why. I already know why. He's telling you, I already know why. And I know everything. So So no matter what you come up with in your brain to try to rationalize this, I'm telling you straightforward, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, obey my voice. Obey whatever I say without question and without grief. Obey it all. And for each and every one of us, we have to come to that understanding. It's just that simple. We don't have to conflate this thing and confuse it and make it complex. It's situational. No, the situation is you're either going to obey or you're not. Well, I lied to keep my child out of trouble. I told you don't lie. So I'm going to judge you based on not looking at your situation. I told you don't lie. All liars shall see their part in the lake of fire. Because most of us, I don't lie. There's one thing I cannot do, and that's lie. And it appears that it's one thing you don't put up with is a lie or a liar. It's very simple. Stop looking at what man is doing. Stop looking at how man justifies himself. Stop looking at what men are saying and go strictly by what the Most High says. Because when we bring men into it and philosophy and psychiatry and illness and all this stuff, then we're only doing what man has said and has figured out for himself and thinks is right. And then we will think that the Elohim that we serve is insufficient. He's arcane. He's old-fashioned. He's out of date. He's out of time. That's what people think. This is the up-to-date stuff, and this is what science says, and yada, yada, yada. So we will put what men say over what the Most High says. And because we agree with the men, we will put what the men say over what the Most High says. To do what we want to do. But the Most High said, obey my voice. And there are things that I have judged on. I am judge, jury, and court, and police officer. I am all those things. I won't unrighteously charge you with a crime. I won't unrighteously convict you of a crime that you have not committed. Now, I may cause you to commit it because I looked at your heart. But I'm going to make you do it so then I can judge you. Because you were wicked anyway. And I'm all-knowing. So I know that you were wicked. And you can't argue with me about that. And who are you going to appeal to? Who are you going to go over me to? Then I am the Most High. There is nothing beyond me. There's no one beyond me. If I harden your heart because I want to judge you, who's going to stop me? And I'm not going to do it unrighteously. I'm not that type of Elohim. My judgment is going to be righteous. It's going to be right. Because this was the thing that was in your heart. That's why he tells us. If a man lusts after a woman, and he lusts after her with desire for her, and he doesn't sleep with her physically, in his heart he had already done it. In his heart, he's already done it. That's what I'm judging him by. I don't care if he didn't physically get with her. If the opportunity had presented itself, he would have done it. It was in his heart to do it. The opportunity just didn't present itself. That our thoughts, that we're not accountable for our thoughts. Wrong again. You are accountable for your thoughts, and this is what Messiah was telling us. You are accountable for what you hold in your heart, in your mind. I'm not talking about your beating heart. Even though I think that your beating heart has a memory of its own, a certain type, that we are just now becoming familiar with. Those cells in your heart have a memory. But that's another story. He's really talking about your mind. Your will. Go get another verse. I wasn't going to go there, but I said it, so let me go. Let me go there so nobody says Brother Miles is making up stuff, saying stuff that ain't written. Find it. Interesting. I don't know why I wouldn't come up the other way, but let's go to Proverbs. The book of Proverbs. I want us to see this. And I want us to say, Brother Miles didn't say that. He said that, but Brother Miles is just quoting the scripture. Proverbs chapter 24. Let's get verse 9. Because, see, a lot of people don't understand this. Think that they can think foolish and wicked things, and it's okay, as long as they don't do them. What does the word of the Most High say? Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 9. The thought of foolishness is sin. The thought of it. You didn't commit the act. You didn't physically do anything, but you were thinking about it, and you were contemplating it. And the Most High says, it is sin. So when that man sees that woman with whatever type of body he likes, it just is like, And he allows his mind to go there and stay there. Messiah says, you are guilty. Messiah said, you are guilty for your thoughts. You dwelt there. You pondered on that thing. You meditated on it. It became part of your heart. Became part of your will. And he probably was trying to figure out, how can I make this happen? She just got to know my name. I'm going to squeeze in there some kind of way. He says, it's sin. And don't be lying to yourself saying, well, I'm only looking at her because she's beautiful. Saw that. It's where you allowed your mind to go after that. So this is not Brother Miles saying this. This is the word of the Most High. The thought of foolishness, the thought of it, is sin. What's foolishness? you out of the will and the word of the Most High. That's just foolishness. Care how you want to look at it. And so if you think about anything that's going to cause you not to walk in the way, it's foolishness. Foolishness. And you waiting for, you looking for Messiah's return, you're looking for his coming, and you can't control your thoughts, and you want to justify your own thoughts when you know how wicked they can be, where you can allow them to go. He says it's foolish. Well, I used to be roguish, and things used to stick to my fingers. I'd touch them, and I just couldn't let them go, and I would just take it. That work, and it had pins. And it wasn't my pen. I didn't buy it, but I took it anyway because I needed a pen at home. I was out of toilet paper, and so I took some toilet paper from work. Little thing. But we try to justify it. Try to say it's okay. But understand. This is not Brother Miles talking to you. This is the Most High telling you. The thought of foolishness in my eyes is sin. He's the one that determines what sin is. Not Brother Miles. Because a lot of people have gotten pissed off when I showed them this. Because they wanted to continue to do what they were doing and justifying themselves. And saying, oh, the Most High will forgive me. Well, then you can be mad. My job is to tell you. I can't make you stop doing it. I can't make you think other than what you're going to think. I can put something else on your mind, though. So are we really ready for Messiah to come back? Are we doing what it is that he told us to do? Are we keeping his commandments? Are we obeying his voice? Or are we just saying we're obeying his voice, and where I'm not obeying his voice, that he just have to understand? I'm going to tell you, he ain't going to understand. Straight up, he ain't going to understand. It's you that's going to come to an understanding in the end. That lake is hot. You're going to understand that. So you're not ready for him to come. And we need to get and be about our Father's business. If he's really our Father, then we need to be about his business. Like Messiah said, we're supposed to be becoming like him. We have to be about our Father's business. It ain't our business. It's his business. Man, I'm a rough individual. I don't play. And if you tell me you love me, you better love me. And I'm going to tell you how to love me. Keep my commandments. Obey my voice. You want to prove you love me? Keep my commandments and obey my voice. Other than that, I ain't trying to hear it. Other than that, it's just you just slapping your gums. You talking, but I don't hear you. Matter of fact, I might cut off your head. Or you running your mouth. That's how much your lips flapped in. Sit here thinking you can lie to me as if I wouldn't know. tells us exactly, obey his voice. That's the first commandment. If you obey his voice and you remember that that's a commandment, you can fulfill all the others. First one, obey. It ain't hard. It really is not hard. And do it without any grief. The Most High said, do this, I'm happy to do it. You know how they used to talk about that coonery? And they would show black people, yes, boss, I'll be right on it, boss. I do it, boss. You better be that way with the Most High. Not with other men, but you better be that way with the Most High. Straight up. Better be that way with the Most High. Because of who he is. Period. Control your thoughts. Control your mind. Because what you do think and what you allow yourself to think, sin. And because you didn't do it, you think that you are excusable. I'm showing you in the scripture, you're not. It didn't say the thought of foolishness might be sin. You might do it, but it might be sin. No. Because the thought of foolishness is sin. Whether you do it or not, you was thinking about that thing and you dwelt on it. And your brain went there. How can I get this done? What if? Because you know, we'll what if some stuff. What if? Figure out a way. But I didn't do it. You would have had the opportunity presented itself. Yep, you would have sure done it. And then turn around and tell me you love me when you knew what you were about to do was wrong. But he says, you don't know me. And nobody can say that they know me and disobey me. Because those that know me and know to disobey me, they know what the outcome of that is. Not what it might be. They know what it is. So are you really ready for me to come? Are you really ready to see me? Are you ready to be in my presence? Some work to do. Do you got some retraining of your mind to do? Do you got some repenting to do? Do you have some begging for mercy that I may or may not have for you to do? And see, we think that, again, mercy is automatic. It's not automatic. We've read that too many times. I'm not going to even read it tonight. It's not automatic. It's because you say, I'm sorry. It ain't automatic. Most of it was going to, first thing I'm going to say is, did you know? Did you know? If you knew, get out of my face. If you didn't know, then, yeah, we can talk about it. Are we ready for his coming? Now, they say in Israel, he's here. He's doing miracles. They say that the man over there is the Messiah. But I ain't seen no Mount of Olives split. I ain't seen that on TV. I didn't see Messiah come in the clouds. I didn't see the angels come with him. I haven't seen him gathering the wicked out of the earth. I haven't seen him judging And he's sure that it's supposed to come from the womb again. So we're not to follow this one. But we are to obey ours. We're to obey him. Obey him, and Yah Elohim said, and you shall do this, and you shall not do that. Obey his voice. If you can just remember that, I promise you, if you can remember the first commandment he gave, which was obey his voice, you will be able to keep all of them. You will remember, oh, I got to obey. Not, oh, I got to think about it. Not, oh, let me give the Most High my opinion. But they ain't never asked. With that being said, let us bow our heads. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we just come before you on this evening. Father, in the spirit of humility, humble. Father, for we all have had at least thoughts, even aware, Father, that by their very nature, in your eyes, they were sin. And we counted ourselves innocent because we had not committed the act that was in our thoughts. Father, we sin before you because you know the thoughts of our hearts and of our minds. And you can see it. And we can't hide it from you. And you have taught us in your word, when the soul that sins, in the day that they know of it, they did it ignorantly. In the day that they know of it, that they have to repent. So, Father, if there be any among us allowed the imagination of their heart to get the better of them, that they were thinking to do something that is not right in your eyes, not talking about what right or wrong in man's eyes, not right in your eyes. And they thought to do it their way. Father, if they will repent, even right now, Father, forgive them. Wipe it from their slate. Hold them not guilty of the thing. And Father, from here forward, let each and every one be accountable. For they have been told. They have not known. Whether they believe it or not, hold them accountable. Whether they do it or they don't. Give them credit if they do it. Hold them guilty if they do not. For it is your word. Father, we look for your coming, Father, but we want to be ready. Only you can help us and prepare us. Willing, but the flesh is weak. Father, move the flesh out of the way. Move the mind out of the way. Move the heart out of the way. Move the hands and the body out of the way and let their spirit speak and strengthen their spirit that they might obey your voice, that they might be truly repentant and truly sorry that they have sinned against you, even in our minds. Prepare us for your return. That when you truly come back, that we should be ready, a people fitting for your return. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. So we will continue in this thing, the coming of Messiah, on next week. Maybe I'll do another part tomorrow morning. Yah says so. Because we have really not scratched the surface in this thing. But you got to understand from the very beginning, if you want to see him come and you want to see him in peace, then you have to obey his voice. Period. There ain't no other way. You want to show him that you love him, show him that you know him, obey his voice. Period. Other than that, he says, you don't know me. You're saying that you know me, but you don't know me. That being said, may the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. Remember the feast of the new moon on the 23rd. Yah bless you and keep you. Have a happy and blessed rest of your Sabbath, rest of your evening. Shalom, saints.
Never fall away.
Yahuwah, you live forever.
Shalom, Brother Matt.
Hold on just a second before everybody goes. If you have been calling the 516 number or the 319 number, no, 516 is the guest caller, and it says it's going to charge you 1 cent a minute, then your cellular plan, your cellular provider has changed your plan, and they're not allowing that call to be free anymore. So that's why I created the 480 number, if you're going to call in. Now, the 480 number is not free either. I pay for that. So it charges me, you know, so many cents a minute or so many 1 cent for every 5 or 10 minutes, something like that. Okay, so it's not free either, but so that you don't have to pay, I created the 480 number. Is that number will be free to you. I still pay for it. Does everybody understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're getting charged and you don't want to pay the 1 cent a minute, whatever it is, if your cellular provider changes your plan because a lot of times you will, you know, you're calling and they don't charge you, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, well, I don't know what makes them decide that they're going to not do those calls anymore. Maybe they see that you're on them a long time and, oh, we could be getting money from this, whatever their rationale is. Okay, I'm just saying that if you have to call in on the phone and they're going to charge you on the 516 number, then use the 480 number, okay? All right. That's what I wanted to say.
Shalom, family.
Shalom, family.
I hope you feel better, Sister Lorraine.
Thank you.
All right, Shalom, family, and enjoy the rest of your evening. I need to go eat. I am. I don't think I've eaten since this morning, so I need to eat and get some rest. Peace and blessings to you all, and stay warm wherever you're at. Cause it's cold here, so I know it's cold where y'all at. Y'all might just be used to it. And it's cold. All right.
Sabbath rest to you, Miles.
All right, you too, Brother Gary. All right, shalom,
Brother
everyone.
Gary.
Hey, shalom.
All right.